devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, 4 o'clock, happier happy hour. It is the happiest time of the day. Brought to us by what? The Dark Horse Art Bar. All month long, they got the, what, grand opening? They got the heart show going on down there. So I encourage you, try the happy hour, Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. They start their happy hour same time we do. They don't have perhaps as fine a guest as we just did. James Santel, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, always a welcome guest, Friday or any day of the week. And your calls, they're often welcome here, depending on who you are, at 844. You know what I'm talking about, Brian. 844-967-2789. I'm hearing a little echo, Brian Guy.
Oh, I got you, my friend. We had to up our security a little bit. Have more of a screening, like more than just, hey, what's your name and where you're calling from? Oh, it's you.
And have you been day drinking?
Yeah, it's it's you is one of the new additives we have. So, all right.
It's you. Thank you, Jim Santel. Thank you, Bill Press, of course. Looking forward to the big move, putting you to work this weekend, big guy. But we still got some work to do today on the big show. And I got a couple of headlines I want to share with our fair audience. And then to the phones at 844-96-PARTY. It is a political party up here on a Friday afternoon. But here is the latest from columnist, journalist, Daniel Bice, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the paper of record. You know, Kevin Nicholson. Kevin Nicholson is a new entrant into the gubernatorial race. But he's got a sugar daddy. He's got a billionaire sugar daddy. So Kevin Nicholson spent 2018 building up his profile, you know, with $13 million from a sugar daddy, and he ran for the U.S. Senate, and he lost the primary. Although he did okay statewide, got crushed in the southeastern Wisconsin media market because right-wing talk radio, they were all down for Leah Vogtmeier. Boy, what a fine choice they made.
It also didn't help that his family maxed out to his opponent, Tammy Baldwin.
Well, I would have gotten there. Tammy Baldwin, of course, won re-election handily. That was on the very same ticket that Tony Evers won the governorship. And Nicholson, as you point out, Nicholson used to be a Democrat. In fact, he was a very prominent college Democrat, but now he's full-on Republican. But he kind of got caught in a tweet that didn't age so well. At least if you want to be the Republican gubernatorial candidate here in the state of Wisconsin, you got to hate you some Anthony Fauci. Don't you know he's tyrannical? But that's the problem. Nicholson apparently had a personal relationship. You know, and I've apologized for my personal relationship with Ron Johnson frequently. But apparently he had met Fauci. And he tweeted about Fauci. And he commended Fauci. But now he wants to prosecute Fauci. So he's come full circle in like 2 years. But, you know, that's opportunistic politics for you. Let's hear what Kevin has to say today. Republican gubernatorial candidate Kevin Nicholson wants people to know that he's no fan of COVID-19 lockdowns, mask and vaccine mandates, or Dr. Anthony Fauci. Especially Dr. Fauci. Going so far now is to say he wants him prosecuted. Doesn't everybody?
I mean, for what?
Anyways, here's what Bice reports about Nicholson. But such wasn't always the case. Back in March of 2020, that was like 2 whole years ago, when the coronavirus was just hitting Wisconsin, Nicholson took to Twitter to vouch for Fauci personally and encourage people to heed the advice of the nation's top infectious disease expert. Like I said, it didn't age well, not for a Republican. Here was the tweet. I've met Dr. Fauci, originally appointed by President Reagan to his role, serving 6 presidents. Now, Nicholson again wrote this March 15, 2020. He is a consummate professional and a true public servant. I urge everyone to listen to his measured and responsible advice on the threat posed by coronavirus. Well, where's that Kevin Nicholson? I could be supportive of that guy that's supporting Fauci and say, do the right things, people. Well, he's changed. Nicholson wasn't done siding with the White House's chief medical advisor. 3 days later, on March 18, 2020, Nicholson suggested that then-President Donald Trump the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and Fauci were offering a solution that can help us get past COVID-19 as soon as possible. He then referred people to an article at The Hill in which he urged people to get in Fauci's corner. Nicholson, a Waukesha County businessman, got in the GOP race for gubernator last week, mounting a challenge to frontrunner Rebecca Clayfish, the former lieutenant gubernator, for the right to take on Democratic Governor Tony Evers in November. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, made the case that by hunkering down, Americans can slow the rate of transmissible and lower the curve of those infected by COVID-19. Although hunkering down may sound like a simplistic approach, it clearly is the right approach, whether or not you're at high risk to experience the most severe symptoms of COVID-19. He sounds so damn reasonable. He'd never get elected on the Republican platform here in the state of Wisconsin, Fancy.
At least not saying things that way. I mean, aren't they the ones who are going after Fauci because Fauci early on said something against maybe using masks? And then things changed. He was updated, got updated information, and now is all for masks. But they hang on to this one thing that he said back then. Well, why won't they apply that same thing to Kevin Nicholson? I'm just saying maybe have a little consistency. But again, I'm insane because I keep, doing the same things and expecting a different result.
Well, in part, and it always bothered me that Fauci gave that advice. And apparently the advice Fauci gave was sort of preventative of a rush on surgical masks because our healthcare professionals in this new, and back then it was Alpha. When the pandemic was new, Fauci basically said, masks, don't worry about masks. Well, really what they were saying is leave the mask for the healthcare professionals. I wish he had said that more clearly, more publicly, but he didn't. But Nicholson did and made it clear and expressed himself clearly on Fox News. Nicholson went on Fox News at the time, back in March of 2020. Now, he said, thanks for having me on Fox News last night at Tracy Gallagher. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the steps we can each take proactively to limit the spread of COVID-19 and move beyond this pandemic as soon as possible. Now back to the reporting of Daniel Bice. Needless to say, Republicans are not so enamored these days with the idea of hunkering down, masking up, or paying homage to Fauci's brilliance. Perhaps Nicholson has some explaining to do to his fellow Republicans. But on Thursday night, Nicholson rejected a request while at CERB Hall. Now, CERB Hall, that's Milwaukee. That would also be under the mask mandate. You think he wore a mask? Or do you think he followed the Rojo example?
I'm going to go ahead and say he didn't. If he wants to stay viable in this election for Republicans, he better not mask up.
Well, here's a little something from Thursday night. That was last night, apparently. Nicholson rejected a request while at CERB Hall to provide an explanation for his past remarks and how to combat the coronavirus, scurrying away from a reporter when asked about them. So he is kind of following Rojo's example a little. He was in Milwaukee to endorse former Milwaukee alderman Bob Donovan in his mayoral bid. Now, Donovan was on Earl's show just the other day. Hours later, however, Nicholson vying to become the angriest man in Wisconsin politics. I thought I was the angriest man in Wisconsin politics. Maybe I don't count. I'm not running for anything. Went on the attack in a statement emailed to the Journal Sentinel. Get real. My tweet was made in March of 2020. Yeah, way back, almost 2 years ago. Like former President Trump and millions of Americans who gave Anthony Fauci the benefit of the doubt at the start of the pandemic, we now know that that trust was misplaced because we've seen who he is. We've seen his true character. Kind of like we're seeing Nicholson's true character.
And what is that? What specifically would they have him prosecuted for?
Then Nicholson concluded with this. Anthony Fauci lied and manipulated the nation on COVID for almost 3 years. He should be fired and referred to prosecutors for lying to Congress. That's one way to get people to forget your past associations with the guy, go off in a completely different direction. Not that Nicholson is alone in making such remarks about Fauci. U.S. Senator Rand Paul earlier referred Fauci to the Justice Department for allegedly lying to Congress about whether the U.S. helped fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology and China. Fauci vigorously disputes the claim. Paul and some other conservatives suggest the virus originated in the Wuhan lab and was released to the public. Isn't that the new platform of the RNC? Hold China, communist China,
you gotta accountable? Say communist China.
Commie Chai Coms, something like that. Anyways, and Wyoming GOP Senator Anthony Bouchard has posted a meme on his congressional campaign Facebook page suggesting that Fauci should be executed. After prosecution, the chairs, the gallows, or lethal injection, Bouchard wrote, Nicholson certainly hasn't gone that far, but it's early. A spokesperson for Rebecca Clayfish said Friday she had no comment. I'll let the other guy go hang himself, right? So at least Clayfish showed a little intelligence in staying out of that fray. Nicholson, angriest politician in Wisconsin.
Couldn't you just be yourself and maybe go from there? Do you have to change everything, or is this like part of becoming the cult? You have to go and get the haircut, and you got to get the, you know, the tattoo, and you got to wear the shoes and drink the Kool-Aid. I don't get it. Like, you could be yourself and just say, hey, back then I thought that this was thing, and now I disagree with it. But no, we want to throw him in jail now for what again? Wuhan, communist China, I don't know. I've already blacked out halfway through the explanation. Is that it?
Maybe he's been Nicholson. Maybe he's been stress painting late at night like I have. I've been kind of angry all week.
Smelling like fumes, splatters all over your shirt. No.
I know. We're going to marital therapy. I signed up down at Sherwin-Williams. I used that joke earlier this week.
It keeps, you know what? Go back to the well. It's very nice.
Here's a little information I didn't know until very recently. I'll share it, and then we'll get to the phones. 844-967-2789. I will leave time for calls. Patrick Marley at the Journal Sentinel. Remember those false electors? The fraudulent ones?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was unclear on the fact that they had met in a secret location and that they brought armed security with them.
Yeah.
Here's the reporting, new to me, but I'll share it with you. Wisconsin Republicans who posed as presidential electors in 2020 met secretly for an hour before filling out official-looking paperwork at the state capitol. And they were accompanied by armed security. That's new news, according to one of the participants. The account given a year ago in a podcast by would-be elector Bill Feehan provides one of the most detailed descriptions, yet a meeting of a meeting that is now being scrutinized by federal prosecutors and the U.S. House Committee investigating last year's riot at the U.S. Capitol. Now, here apparently is from the Feehan featuring podcast. And, you know, my fear here, Bill Feehan, who apparently said too much in a podcast, is you're going to make it hard to book guests. Others are going to be worried about incriminating themselves. There's no way Rojo will ever come back on the show.
Oh, I know.
But anyways, here's how Feehan apparently incriminated himself and his co-conspirators. I quote, I left my home a little after 8 o'clock and drove to a secret meeting in Madison and met all the other electors there. There was security, armed security, to protect us. And the other officials from the Republican Party of Wisconsin were there. It's all super secret for security reasons. So we met in a secret location. We waited for almost an hour before they took us to the state capitol. It might be preferable for them to meet in private if possible to thwart the ability of protesters to disrupt the event. That was the writing of Kenneth Cheeseborough, the unfortunately named attorney who was writing the letters to Troopas.
Jeez, bro.
Keep it on the down low, bro. So apparently they had armed security, went to a secret location, then they were moved to the Capitol.
So the insurrection was armed. Okay.
Well, that answers another one of Ron Johnson's questions. Here, we thought it was just patriots. Well, they are the true patriots. You know, in their own mirrors, they think they're patriots because they signed up for Trump. Come back. One last segment. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
People have worked on healthcare for many years. It's a very complicated situation.